Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, he's in New York City. And I'm glad that you're here listening, wherever you might be. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can listen on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You can always tune in every minute, every second, every hour. You got a phone, right? You got an internet connection, right? You got a tablet? You got internet something? Get the free Odyssey app. As simple as that. A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can listen to the show anytime. Sirius XM channel 158, and a smart speaker if you have one. As simple as that. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. I'm going to be hanging out. Well, damn it. Hickey, I'm only here for one more hour. What gives?
This Monday show has flown by.
You know what they say about when you're having fun, things fly by. Isn't that what they say? Cliche, right?
Time flies.
When you're having fun, the hell I try to do. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. If you've missed any of the show, it really sucks, okay? You need to go back in time. You've had some amazing guests that have joined us so far. Matt Maiocco came through from NBC Sports Bay Area. There were a lot of rumors earlier today, man, only a few hours ago, about Brandon Ayuk and whether or not he was going to be traded. There were rumors that he was going to the Steelers, and then those rumors got shot down. Matt Maiocco said it's very fluid right now. Are the 49ers going to trade him anywhere where they feel that they're going to get decent compensation back? And then from Brandon Ayuk's perspective, is he just going to say, I'm going to stay? Like, so he holds some of the cards, and it's an interesting situation. I still think he's going to be a 49er. It's, hey, do you want to compete for a championship, or do you need $3-4 million extra every season? Guy is playing in California. Them taxes will come and get you. Anyway, that was one of our guests. Thank you to our guest last hour, Paul Kuharsky. Paul Kuharsky is the man when it comes to covering the Tennessee Titans. And we talked about a lot of the Titans' moves, more recently adding Quandre Diggs. They added Jamal Adams. They had to deal with this injury with DeAndre Hopkins and his knee. This guy's 32 years old. They're hoping that Will Levis gets better. Jeffrey Simmons is threatening radio guys. It's just a lot going on, including their new head coach in Brian Callahan, who has to work with Will Levis and not work with Joe Burrow. Hickey, is Joe Burrow still running around with that blonde hair?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's going to take, what, a month to wash out, right? Like, that's not a quick fix or a...
My hair has never been blonde, Hickey.
Have you dyed it before?
No.
Oh, okay.
What color do you think I would dye my hair?
Maybe green for the Jets, like, you know, 15 years ago when they went to the NFC, AFC title game, excuse me. You didn't want to dye it green there to support your squad?
A green mohawk fade? I mean, afro fade? Like, a green one?
Never had a red one for the Falcons a few years ago? They made the Super Bowl? No.
No.
Matt Ryan MVP? No, never did it.
You make me sound like the Joker. What color is his hair? Is it purple or green?
Green, right?
His hair is green, right? His hair is green.
Could have been you.
The makeup is purple, right? The makeup is purple. The hair is green.
Or is it reversed? Oh, maybe his face is green. I think the mouth is green.
No, the old Jack Nicholson one. Well, the suit, it was a purple suit with white makeup and green hair. The hair was green. You're right. It was green. Oh, one of the greatest villains of all time, Hickey. Great villain. Speaking of bad things, of villains, the Chicago White Sox have an opportunity? Yeah, is it still an opportunity to lose 21 straight games? That's not an opportunity, right?
I mean, it is, right? Usually opportunity is positive, but hey, it goes both ways, right?
This is going to be bad if they do this. I want to say over the last 100 years, we've only had, I think, what, two teams that have lost more than 21 straight games? Chicago White Sox lost yesterday. Got beat by the Twins beat them 13-7. It's their 20th straight loss. It's the longest MLB losing streak in 36 years. So there's a lot of people listening to the sound of my voice right now that have never witnessed such a long losing streak. Terrible, terrible, terrible. The Orioles, back in 1988, they lost 21 games in a row. That is the American League record. National League record since 1900. The Philadelphia Phillies, 1961, they lost 23 straight. Hickey, am I a bad person to root for them to be the worst team ever?
I think you're not alone.
I like history. I like history. Even if it's bad, it's not me, it's sports. They'll be okay.
Hey, look, the players are getting paid.
That's my point.
So, yeah, root for history, screw it.
Hey, when I watch sports, I'm rooting for somebody to win and lose, so why not, you know? What difference does it make?
Imagine gets a 30.
No.
Imagine you go. Hickey, their last win was July 10th, I believe, right? I mean, they are. Imagine going a month watching a baseball team, not football, baseball a month losing every single game.
Come on, man.
Oh.
They're going to win tonight. Watch. They're playing the Athletics. And the Athletics are better than what people thought they were going to be. I thought the Athletics would be bad like the White Sox, but they got to win, too. Come on. They're at the edge. They're going to win, Hickey. Come on.
You think they're going to pull it off tonight? It ends at 20?
No, let me retract that. They're not getting past 23. They're not doing it. Okay?
You guarantee it?
That's three more. What is that? Two more? Two more. Tonight and tomorrow, right? Oh. To tie. Worst record. What a record to have in baseball. Oh, my God. Anyway.
60 games. Did you see this stat, which is just mind-blowing? If you take away their current losing streak, and then you take away also their previous 14-game losing streak earlier in the year, take those, what is it now, 34, 35 games just in those two losing streaks, you take those away? The White Sox still have the worst record in baseball.
That's tough. Yeah, I heard Ozzie Guillen was sad about that, right?
He's
sad and angry about everything.
That's the guy earning his money right there. 60 games under, still talking postgame.
Well, what else? What? At least you don't have to do too much work. You know exactly what to say at the end of every game. There's no
this team stinks.
There's no prep. The producers are getting paid to do nothing. They're looking up horrible stats, and then everybody goes home at the end. Like, hey, we lost again. This is how close we are to the record. This is how bad we are. And that's it. Yeah, it's rough. At least you got the Bears, right? There's some optimism with the Bears. I wouldn't look at the Bulls and have any optimism with them. It's tough. Ironically, right before we went to break, we talked about the NFL top 100 list. The players voted on who the top 100 players are. As Hickey pointed out, this was based on performance via last year. Tyreek Hill voted the best player in the NFL at number one. Lamar Jackson, who won the MVP, at number two. Christian McCaffrey at three. Patrick Mahomes at four. I mean, between that and the Kermit the Frog situation with the Raiders, that's a lot of motivation for Mahomes. Myles Garrett at number five, the man who won the Defensive Player of the Year over T.J. Watt. Always interesting. I find this also ironic because when you come down to a lot of these lists and the polling and the votes, the media always gets kind of slapped around. And sometimes you got that one weird-ass media guy who just going against the grain to be weird and wants attention, needs a hug. Nobody loved him growing up. And you're just like, oh, okay, media does something funny. The fans just, they just vote for whoever. They don't care. What does it matter? The players, a lot of players don't care. And they took the approach of saying, okay, based on last season, Tyreek Hill was the best, I guess statistically. I look at somebody like Patrick Mahomes and I say to myself, oh, this guy actually won the championship. All right, fine. I mean, I guess you can't be number one every single year. And, you know, speaking of Chicago, there was a Bears player who was not happy that he did not make the list at all. He's a cornerback. He just got himself a new contract. 4 years, $76 million. His name is Jalen Johnson. This man was an all-pro. This man had four interceptions, a bunch of tackles. He was not on the list. I'm looking at the top 100 list right now. And when you think about the cornerbacks in the NFL, Jalen Ramsey, who, by the way, it's my estimation, is still out here recovering from an injury for the Miami Dolphins, coming out of blowing out of his knee, he came through. And he was the first cornerback here on the list as voted on by the players. Deron Bland, who snatched up a million interceptions, he was a second cornerback. Sauce Gardner from the New York Jets was number three. Patrick Surtain is number four. You keep on moving on down the list. Tariq Woolen from the Seahawks. He had a big season 2 years ago with all them damn INTs. And that's it. Those are the only cornerbacks selected in the NFL top 100. Jalen Johnson was not happy with this. And I guess, Hickey, to your point, you want to talk about performance from last year? Hickey, Aaron Rodgers is on the list. And Jalen Johnson, he had some words about this. Take a listen.
There ain't no way. I don't know how you make Pro Bowl, All Pro, and you're not a top 100 guy. I mean, I could have been 101, I guess, but Aaron Rodgers didn't even play in the season. He was voted. So, I mean, hey, everybody made mistakes. It ain't just the media that do it. The players, clearly, if they voted for this, they made some mistakes. But it is what it is. I mean, at the end of the day, I know the truth.
Well, Hickey, Aaron Rodgers was number 92. He played, what, four snaps before his leg was snapped?
Four snaps, zero completions. He's 100% right. That's egregious.
Yeah. The lists are BS. I mean, right? Every list is BS except for ours. The top six is good.
That's 100% right.
And our list is for entertainment purposes. It's legitimate. I'm not out here spouting garbage, but this list is entertainment, people. And if it's going to motivate the players, then good. Patrick Mahomes is going to be motivated. And he's going to be motivated. Jalen Johnson. I think Chicago got something to look forward to. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Baltimore and talk to Trippy. Trippy on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, what's going on? JR, right?
That would be me. This is the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, what's up? Hey, I just want to say, man, I love what you do, man. I'm a big 105.7 The Fan Baltimore. I always, you know, when they finish their little show, I always chime in to you. I've been trying to call in for a while, but never can get through. But also, I'm a big Ravens fan, if you didn't know. Did I hear that you were a Jets fan?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad you don't be on Twitter space because the way how them Jets fans is, they saying as long as they got Aaron Rodgers, they going to the Super Bowl. I'm still trying to understand how you going to get to the Super Bowl if you got at least win the division, you know. But question about the Ravens, right? What do you think? Because I felt like last year was, like, the best roster in all my life being a Ravens fan. Like, how do you think we can bounce back from, you know, last year? I know we got Derrick Henry and all that, but do you think it might be like a Chiefs and Ravens AFC part two again?
Man, look, Trippy, all they're going to have to do one day, and I hate to say this, Lamar Jackson.
No, I'm like another Ravens fan.
No, but let me answer. I want to answer. I got nothing better to do, to be honest, okay? It's what I'm going to sit here and lie for. I'm not one of these jackasses on the radio who just say stuff, okay? I don't think there's a matter of consistency that we have not gotten out of Lamar Jackson, all right? That's it, okay? Whether he's going into the postseason and having to exit a game due to a concussion or whether or not he's just crapping a bed by turning the ball over. Everybody knows he's awesome athletically. Everybody knows that he's gotten better throwing the ball. Everybody knows what type of threat he is when he runs with the football. But he is such a dynamic player. You take out some of the elements of consistency when the games matter the most in the postseason. You know, you mentioned Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is one of the best passing quarterbacks. He's one of the best quarterbacks, period, that I think anybody who's ever watched football has ever seen in their life. That doesn't mean that it's always translated into postseason success. It hasn't. All right? I can look at somebody like Dak Prescott, who over the past several years in the regular season is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. That doesn't translate into success in the postseason. It is few and far between that you can have a quarterback who is just good throughout the regular season and is destroying people in the postseason as well. And even the best don't always win. Tom Brady didn't always win. Patrick Mahomes, looking at him now, doesn't always win. Brett Favre didn't always win. Peyton Manning didn't always win. Drew Brees didn't always win. Lamar Jackson, I don't know what is going to have to happen for the Ravens. Forget the regular season. If they're healthy, they're going to go out there and win another 11, 12-plus games. And what you have to hope for is ideal conditions for Lamar Jackson to just, A, be healthy, and to just cross your fingers that he can go out and put forward a consistent effort. There's nothing else to do. All the Ravens need to do is get over the hump. And part of that is him being healthy and being consistent. That's it. Maybe one of the postseasons, one out of three, one out of the four, it's going to happen. I mean, if the guy is playing for the next 5, 6, 7, 8 years, you'd figure at one point it clicks, right?
Right.
And that's it, man. There's nothing else for nobody to do. Biggest thing is health. After that, you roll the dice.
So can I ask you this other question, though? So I definitely agree with what you say, right? And, I mean, like, it's even like when you went to school, you might, like, a subject. You might, you know what I mean? Like a math subject or any subject. You might have a little problem with it, but you always, you know, try to, you know, make it better. But the thing I don't like about Ravens fans, and I'm going to be honest with you, right? And I love Lamar to death. That's my guy. And I do agree with certain things you said, though. Like, you just got to play better. Because if you look at it, right, if you look at that divisional game, it was 10-10 at halftime, right? And I was at that game. It kind of started giving me that 2019 feeling where, you know, the running back we got now came in town. And you know what I mean? It just – and then Lamar just came out, started running the ball. And I thought we would have saw the same thing in the AFC Championship game.
I know. And we saw them throwing – we saw them throwing the ball. Look, here's one thing. And I want to thank you so much for calling Trippy. Hit me up anytime, okay?
I'll call back in. I got you. I just followed you on Twitter, too.
Thank you so much. I'll look out for it. Thank you, Trippy, for calling from Baltimore. Yeah, I'm at JR Sportbury. Look, the Ravens, people were lobbying for Greg Roman to get the boot. and he got the boot. Like, they were handing out flyers outside of the facility to get this man fired, okay? Todd Monken took over. We're now moving into another year of Todd Monken. And now we got to see what happens. Like, what else are the Ravens going to do? It'll also be very interesting, and I know we spoke to Paul Kuharsky about the Tennessee Titans, and now that Derrick Henry is gone, what is the addition of Derrick Henry going to do for the Ravens squad? It's going to make life easier for Lamar, right? You would hope that by sharing the rushing load that both of these guys can get to the end of the season and feel a little fresher, I guess, at least in the case of Lamar Jackson. What are his rushing numbers going to look like? And who knows? We know injuries are a big part of the game, flat and period. And so when it comes to the Ravens and the Bills in the same category, even though they've gone through roster changes themselves, trying to figure out who the next wide receiver is now that Diggs is gone. Everybody got to kiss the ring. You got to get over the hump. The Ravens and the Bills, I would think the Ravens now some more got to get over the hump than the Bills do. Come on. And either way, they're both in the same boat. None of them, neither of them, have won a championship yet. Not while this Patrick Mahomes guy is running around saying I'm the champ. Y'all got to catch up to that guy. It's the JR Sport Beat Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break when we come back. Speaking of champs, we're going to talk about some Olympic champions. Simone Biles, Noah Lyles. Oh, this guy's a champion too, not in the Olympics. Draymond Green has something to say? Of course he did. We'll get into it. The JR Sport Beat Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, we're all about agreeing and disagreeing. It's nice when people have differing opinions. It can actually express them. Civility is nice. Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam and just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We talk college football and NFL football. And yeah, Hickey, it's just a lot of football today, right? It's that time of year.
Oh, it is that time of the year.
We talk cheating and kicking. Hi, Michigan. That's the cheating part. We talk kicking because Sean Payton has an opinion on the kickoff. And we talk polls, right? Coaches poll in college football, NFL top 100 poll. And then, you know, the NFL players say Tyreek Hill is the number one player in the league based off of last year. Aaron Rodgers is number 92, even though he didn't play. And Patrick Mahomes is number 4. I said, Patrick Mahomes, this man's a champ. He should be number 1. And it is that time of year, every 4 years. The Olympics are still going on. We got a couple of people who are all done and wrapped up at the Olympics. One of them, oh, she's a champ. She's the most decorated U.S. gymnast of all time. Her name is Simone Biles. And unfortunately for Simone Biles, she won 3 gold medals at this Olympics. Also got a silver today on the floor exercise. But she fell off the balance beam. And so Simone Biles is going to walk back. Well, not walk. Is she going to fly? Hickey, private jet, right? No commercial for her.
Oh, no. Yeah. PJ for sure.
Could you imagine getting on a plane and Simone Biles? Oh, No, just sitting in first class. I could see it. First class. No, not after the Olympics.
I would be star with her medals around her neck. I think I'd be starstruck.
Okay.
Would you ask for an autograph?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I'm not into autographs.
No? Would you say anything? Like, if you're as bored in the plane, you look to your right. Whoa. There's Simone Biles, you know, seat one, row one.
Yeah.
You saying something?
You say congratulations.
Keep it moving. Okay.
Yeah, just leave her alone. This woman got to talk to everybody and this and that. Leave her alone. If she wants to engage, you go from there, you know?
Okay. That's fair.
I ask her, hey, where's your husband at? He had be back at work? Yeah, where's that guy at, right?
That's funny.
What's so funny about that?
No, just the reality. She's about to retire, or maybe could retire, maybe, thinking about it. And there's her husband going back to work.
Now, did she say that she's looking for, they want to start a family, or did I make that up?
I did not see it. I'm not sure.
Okay, I don't know. I mean, she's 27?
Yes.
The next Olympics is in 28?
31 for a gymnast.
Is ancient.
Is very.
But it's, this is, you know, you, how much more time you got? I don't know. You might be done. Anyway, I told you she fell off the balance beam. She got silver on the floor exercise. And so Rebecca Andrade, who is walked away with the gold. Simone Biles said last week that she does not want to see Rebecca anymore because she was so close to beating her in all of the events. You know, her and Jordan Chiles, they kind of bowed and showed love to Rebecca as she got her gold medal, and they took silver and bronze. Take a listen to this. She explained why.
She's so amazing. She's queen. And first, it was an all-black podium, so that was super exciting for us. But then Jordan was like, should we bow to her? And I was like, absolutely. So we're like, are we going to do it now? And then that's why we did it. But she's such an excitement to watch. And then all the fans in the crowd always cheering for her. So it was just the right thing to do.
Yeah, good for Simone Biles. Come, she needs to do it in L.A. Hickey, she shouldn't do it if she's, well, who thinks they're going to lose? Nobody, right? But I mean.
That's true.
It would suck if she went and she didn't, like, medal. You know, wouldn't that suck? You do all of this work. You're 31 years old. You're the best, and you go back, and you're washed up.
Kind of like Tiger Woods now. It's a little tough to watch.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Hopefully she doesn't have the same problems that Tiger's had over the past.
That is true.
Yeah, that would suck.
That is very true.
And she's not the only winner. Yesterday, and I saw this race. And I didn't know who the hell won this race. The 100 meter. Noah Lyles went out there and won. Even the announcer didn't know if this guy won. Because Shane Thompson from Jamaica was like kind of right there with him. And nobody knew. Lyles finished in 9.784 seconds. Thompson was right there, 9.789. 9.784 to 7.89. Noah Lyles didn't even look like he won the race. And he said, out of his own mouth, he thought that he lost too. Listen.
After the race, I came up. We were waiting for the names to pop up. And I'm going to be honest. I came over. I was like, I think you got that one, big dog. You know, he was out there in lane 4 and I was in lane 7. And I couldn't really see what was going on over there. So I just had to keep, you know, running like I was going to win it. And, you know, something said I need to lean. And I was like, I'm going to lean because, you know, it is that type of race. And it was crazy as my, you know, Ralph Mann was like, before I left for the Paris, he was like, this is how close first and second is going to be away from each other, and I can't believe how right he was.
He was right. Now, let me tell you this, by the way. You might remember, Noah Lyles is the same guy who, for whatever reason, I don't know, he just woke up one day and wanted to say this or what. All you got to do is go back to last summer. Noah Lyles said he gets bothered when the NBA champs, at that point, it was the Denver Nuggets, that they're the world champions because they're not competing against the world like he is. Listen to this. You remember this. I know you do.
The thing that hurts me the most is that I have to watch the NBA finals and they have world champion on their head. World champion of what? The United States? Don't get me wrong. I love the U.S. at times. But that ain't the world. That is not the world. We are the world. We have almost every country out here fighting, thriving, putting on their flag to show that they are represented. There ain't no flags in the NBA.
Yeah, I know you remember that. And he's right. The NBA is not competing against everybody else in the world as a basketball team. That is a team competition. He's right in that regard. He didn't come across as likable in how he decided to say it. I'm sure he was joking. Big deal. Whoopty freaking do. Obviously, a lot of people not happy about it. NBA is considered the best league in the world. That is a team competition, not an individual competition, I must remind you. I don't know. It's pretty much straightforward. Not that we'll see it. But if we took the reigning EuroLeague champs and made them take on the Celtics would beat them. The best players, individual players in the world, they go to the NBA. And so, yes, it's accurate. It's true to what he said, but it's kind of understood the best of the best go there. And you compete in an individual sport, so a little bit different. I don't think he endeared himself to a lot of people when he said that. It's accurate, though. I mean, we got the World Series, just whoever wins in America. I think that's more applicable than anything else. But also at the same time, the Major League Baseball is the top league in the world. It's all marketing. Like Noah Lyles, don't be so sad about it, okay? By the way, he tweeted this out after his victory. He says, I have asthma, allergies, dyslexia, ADD, anxiety, and depression. But I will tell you that what you have does not define what you can become. Why not you? A little bit of inspiration by Noah Lyles. He's the first man, first American man to win the 100 meter since Justin Gatlin did it back in 2004. That's a long time. It feels like yesterday to me, but that's a long time. Well, we'll see what happens. He'll be racing the 200 meter in a couple of days. 855-212-4227. Tom is calling from Tulsa. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Tom.
What's up, man? Tom from Tulsa. You hit it on the head. It might have been the quickest, but it might have been one of the 20-year slump-breaking greatest comebacks of all time. Facts. And he's doing it against the best individual competition, so I got to tip my cap to the man. I mean, he did it, didn't do it great out of the gate, but, man, you just saw the gear, dude. It was awesome. It was awesome.
Well, he needs to be happy. He won by those, what, I don't even know what that is, 500th of a second?
it's a lightning strike, man. That's what it was, but that's a big foot to put in your mouth.
Oh, they'd be kicking his ass. He'd be waiting for the 200. And if I've seen the quote correctly, I think he has said that he's not even the 200 is his wife, and the 100 is his mistress. That is from his own mouth. So we'll see what he does in the 200.
I can see that with those strides later on, as he was kicking it up a notch. He's gonna have more time to break out with that stride, but. Man, I thought the Jamaican had it right out of the gate. You just saw it. Everybody else was going for it. Now, don't get me wrong, TV keeps it in frame, but that's one thing I would really like to see live in person, you know, on the bucket list is to see that. Well,
he thought he lost. The announcer thought he lost. A lot of people thought he lost, and he won. God bless him. Let's see what he does in the 200. Thank you so much, Tom, for calling from Tulsa. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Draymond had his own two cents to put in about the Olympics. Of course he did. We'll get into that. We'll share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This season, Instacart has your back to school.
As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, I mentioned to you Draymond Green's comments on the Olympics. We'll probably get into that tomorrow. Draymond Green's of the shock of no one. He pretty much said that he would take this U.S. basketball team versus the Dream Team in 92. What else is Draymond? I don't think Draymond has ever said anything positive about any of the quote-unquote older players. Never, right? Draymond is always sticking up for his guys. What a surprise. Hickey, I thought we'd go... Well, it's been a couple of months, right? It was due to hear something from Draymond, right?
Oh, yeah. He's been out of the spotlight too long. Got to inject himself right back in.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we'll get into Draymond tomorrow. Why not? Anyway, let's go back in time. Because today is August 5th. This is the summer. Like, what the hell else is going on in the summer but the Olympics, right? Of course. And a lot of other things. And so this is one of my favorite things to do. Time to take a step back into history and take a look at a bunch of things that happened on this day and other years on August 5th.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Today is August 5th. The year 2024. It's time to fill you in on a few things that took place this day in sports history. Let's go back to 1921. And how about this? Oh my goodness. Shout outs to all my folks in Pittsburgh. KDKA became the first radio station to broadcast a major league game. It took place between the Pirates and the Phillies. Shout outs to all my people in Pittsburgh. I need to go back to Pittsburgh. Love Pittsburgh. Great city. The food. I need to take it easy on going to Pittsburgh. I love it so much. Anyway, that was 1921. August 5th, 1936, Jesse Owens. He won the 200-meter sprint. At the time, it was an Olympic record, 20.7 seconds. It's 1936, people. Give us a break. How about this? August 5th. Let's hit the fast forward button a lot. The year is 2006. Warren Moon. He becomes the first black quarterback elected into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Warren Moon, excellent man. Great guest. We've had him on the show plenty of times. Hey, let's take a listen to Warren Moon from his Hall of Fame speech. Talk about the importance of being the first black QB to go into the Hall.
A lot has been said about me as being the first African-American quarterback into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's a subject that I'm very uncomfortable about sometimes, only because I've always wanted to be judged as just a quarterback. But because I am the first and because significance does come with that, I accept that. I accept the fact that I am the first, but I also remember all the guys before me who blazed that trail to give me the inspiration and the motivation to keep going forward. All of us did what we had to do to make the game a little bit better for the guys coming after us. And I only played this game not for just myself, not for just my teammates, but I always had that extra burden when I went out on that field that I had a responsibility to play the game for my people. And that extra burden I probably didn't need to go out on the field with, because I probably would have been a much better player if I didn't have that burden. But you know what? I carried that burden proudly.
Oh, and thank you, Warren Moon. August 5th. Let's go to the year 2007. Tom Glavine, one of the latest, last great pitchers we had, he won his 300th game. The New York Mets, they beat the Cubs that day, 8-3. Let's listen to this courtesy of ESPN.
He's not likely to drive him in from first base. And I think he may drive him in. Let's see. Pagan rushing that ball, and he drops the ball. Millage is in to score. It is 1-0 Mets, and it is Tom Glavine who drives in the first run. The curveball. He struck him out with the hook. So Glavine has gone six, allowing one run. And as he walks off the field, the fans at Wrigley Field, Chicago, with a standing ovation, knowing that this might be the last they'll see of Glavine on this night. This should do it. Go tie. And that's 300 wins for Tom Glavine, the 23rd player in the history to do it. Only time will tell if he's the last to do it.
Yeah, I think we're running out of time there. Anyway, let's keep on rolling. August 5th, 2012. Speaking of Tom, this man breaks it. His name is Usain Bolt. He won the 100-meter dash in London at the Olympics.
Oh, they're away, and Gatling got away brilliantly, and he's ahead of the field at the moment, and Bolt going very near. Comes Usain Bolt! Usain Bolt storming through! He takes it again. Blake gets the silver. 9.64! Oh, he's retained his title in the most emphatic way. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Usain Bolt of Jamaica is the fastest man on the planet.
Yeah, he went out there. And by the way, at that time, he joined Carl Lewis as the only dudes to win the event twice. He did it a 9.63. And then he went to Brazil and did it again because he's fast. August 5th. Let's keep it moving. 2013, a year after that, some guy named Alex Rodriguez, he was suspended 211 games for violating parts of baseball's joint drug prevention and treatment program. They said he used a lot of performance-enhancing drugs and tried to cover it up. The New York Yankees said, well, we don't want to pay you, and Alex Rodriguez threatened to sue them. And a matter of fact, this is what A-Rod had to say about the suspension at the time.
Obviously disappointing with the news today, no question about it. But what we've always fought for is for the process. And I think we have that. And at some point we'll sit in front of an arbiter and give our case. And that's as much as I feel comfortable telling you right now.
Yeah, we didn't see him all of 2014. And after that, he's pretty much cooked. And now everybody loves him. Now he might own the Minnesota Timberwolves. Hickey, cheating pays off. Is that the moral of the story?
Michigan wins a national championship. Alex Rodriguez may own a basketball team, amongst other things. I think you're right. That's a lesson for today.
You know, I know A-Rod didn't go to college. I know he is a Miami guy, a Hurricane guy. Maybe he should get a degree from Michigan.
An honorary degree?
Yeah, why not? Why not? Hey, let's get one more in here. August 5th, 2014, Becky Hammond. She was hired by the Spurs to become the first female assistant coach in NBA history. This was in 2014. Greg Popovich, I guess ahead of the curve. This is the NBA TV report at the time.
The Spurs way, as we all know, has been the model for success around the league. And Tuesday, the organization is believed to be the very first to ever hire a woman to be a full-time assistant coach. A 16-year WNBA veteran, Becky Hammond, has been added to Greg Popovich's staff. She's right now in the midst of her final season of what's been a legendary career in the WNBA.
Yeah, not good for her. She's leading the Las Vegas Aces. What a boss. Hickey, is she going to come back to coach an NBA team, you think?
That's what it feels like. I mean, maybe she'll be Pop's replacement in a few years.
Wow. She going to just steal championships with Wembanyama?
That's that too easy. Fitting.
That's too easy, right?
So what are you saying? Sign up for a challenge? Coach she, like the Hornets?
You took the team name right up.
Really?
Really thought, yeah. I was going right to the Hornets. I'm like, yeah, miserable ass team. It got to be the Hornets. Congratulations, everybody. Congratulations to all the winners. We're going to get into Draymond's comments tomorrow about Team USA. We'll see what happens. The U.S. men are going to be in action tomorrow against Brazil in the afternoon. And so if you want to see the United States of America beat up on Brazil, knock yourself out, we'll get into that tomorrow. We'll see if Brandon Ayuk is on a new team. There's a lot to get into. Hickey, what's the Brazil score? Bet worse than Puerto Rico, right?
Oh, way worse. I'll say they win by 45.
Oh, my God. I don't think there's a Brazilian. I think there's one guy. I don't even know his name. Does he play? He probably played one game in the league last year. I'm not joking. It's the JR Sport Reshow, the Infinity Sports Network. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to Paul Kuharski for coming through. A big thank you as well to Matt Mayorako. Appreciate you. JR Sport will be tomorrow. Thank you, Ryan Hickey.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.